Hello, Ryushikaze here with another Fan's Eye View commentary for Final Fantasy Unlimited. This time, we're doing Episode 5, Sid and the Adventure of the Underground Waterway. I'm joined right now by Force and Avek, and you never know, we might get somebody later. But for right now, let's just get ready to start. So get yourself started on Episode 5, right as it's black, right before the FFU logo starts appearing to spin up. So, we're going to start on a count of three, then click. So make sure you're lined up, signed up, and ready to go. And one, two, three, click.
Some recap?
Yep. Okay. Soil is not working.
I switched to the English because it's funnier.
Oh, yeah. That's perfectly fine.
Ooh.
So, if you listen to the last audio commentary, the theme that I used to close that one out was Rydia's theme. Which I chose just because that guy summons a mist dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just funny to me.
Kind of. Gratuitous CG.
Wow. Codename Pacifist. Martial arts expert.
With my ever-changing moves.
Yeah.
Different sizes every scene.
The curses of inconsistent animation.
By coming into the fifth episode, Avek, you will probably know about as much of what's going on as we do.
Okay.
Well, he does.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Okay.
At all.
Well,
I've seen the whole thing before. Granted, I've forgotten most of it, but I've at least got an idea of where things are going.
Right. I'm having a really hard time listening to the English and not reading the English subtitles. They're different.
They are.
Oh, way to turn them off.
Oh, thanks.
Now, a friend of mine used to, well, and still do every so often, do something we call dub titling.
Right.
Because we figured that the subs were a faithful translation, more or less, from the original.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to see just how much the original and the English differed. And this also came about because we managed to get a lot of anime where the original dubs were absolutely horrible. And I know a lot of the weeaboos out there think, no, it can't happen, but yes, Japanese voice actors can suck just as badly as English voice actors.
Yup. No one seems to accept that for some reason.
They have never seen Garze's wing then. Because I literally... Okay, both Japanese and English dubs on that suck. But only the Japanese actually hurts me.
And that's Sid.
Yep.
Okay.
And he has goggles over his goggles.
Yes.
What?
So he can goggle while he's goggling.
Wow, it's very important.
Oh, yes. And the thing is, he needs to wear the one goggle so he can actually see what the other goggles are showing him. I just made that up, but honestly, it fits.
Uh-huh.
An actual thing he does is he names his inventions. And he names them girls' names.
Well.
It's Some spaghetti maker?
Yes.
They are very nondescript uniforms. All theirs are chokeable. Who's no longer stoned, finally.
Nope. Though, considering Wonderland, it's not all that much of a difference.
Right.
Yes, he has a computer built into his vest.
I was going to ask if he was a cyborg or if it was just an attachment or something. Why is the chocobo freaking?
Because Sid has grabbed his neck. And, yeah. Saving that budget with keyframe animation. Or none, as the case may be.
Oh.
And if I knew what that did, I might be impressed. Three times and 30% show are not the same thing. Just humor him. He's if he's angry, he might snap and kill us all.
I really love this ship.
Really, really love this ship.
Mr. Lanky Mullet Man. What? Oh, yeah, she's got a moving purse.
Yes. Pochi Pochi.
Washi Pocket?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh!
It's like the luggage, but in handbag size.
Yeah, it's a bag of holding.
Oh, I see.
But it's alive.
It's a friendlier bag of devouring.
Yeah.
Three weeks later, they get going.
So is the brunette child a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay, what is that?
A midget?
That sounded Japanese.
Yeah, it did.
Kukuryu? Yeah.
These are the evil guys.
Oh, you can tell because they look like dolls.
Yeah, there's that creepy guy.
They see
mysterious mass ninja man.
Yes.
The hell? Constantly eating.
Yeah. He is the spoiled evil prince.
Thank you for that exposition, Sid, for anyone who may have forgotten who Kaze was.
Well, I didn't know who Kaze was, so that was actually rather helpful. It's like they knew. Now these kids are from another universe or something?
Yeah, they ride this subway thing that takes them to different places.
They're from basically normal Tokyo, except there's this really weird black pillar of light that leads into this freaky Wonderland place.
Oh, okay.
And their parents vanished, so they decided they were going to ride the freaky subway to try and find their parents in the freaky Wonderland.
Of course.
I like to think of them as the less personable Palom and Porom, because they're actually color-coded in the right way.
Yep.
He's still, like, half size.
I'm going to tell him my plan!
I'm going to loudly shout because I know he's not listening to us anyways!
It's just that he said that louder than anything else he said.
Mysterious ninja guy.
Where the hell did his mask go?
Exactly there.
Hey, it's the ultimate weapon.
Oh, yeah.
It looks just like it. So this guy's got Cerberus. The ninja guy is Cloud's ultimate weapon.
Lisa is more or less based off of Tifa. Then you've got Palom and Porom. I mean, we're just sort of mixing and matching all of our Final Fantasy ripoffs.
It looks like the Mach 5.
Yeah.
The steering column. You should usually save the not clever enough line for after you've broken through.
Yes.
It's totally the Mach 5.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've always wanted to create, like, a super vehicle that has 7 secret devices and then have, like, 36 or, you know, as many as I can think of. And just loudly announce that this is number 5, this is number 6, and just not even, like, count out the wrong one each time.
Yep.
Because that's what I look for when I'm building a watercraft. The ability to fly.
Boy wings, this will be useful in very specific situations.
Well, I'm constantly flying over waterfalls. Choco kick!
Choco team.
Oh, hey, it is.
Hyper hooks?
What? Why couldn't he just keep flying?
I don't know. Guess he was really gliding. Oh. Falling with style, as it were.
Uh-huh.
No, he just really wanted to use the hyper hooks.
How did Juggle get back into the thing?
Recoil? I don't know. Chocobo magic?
Chick makes a lot of noises.
Yeah. Actually, no, I know what it is. The Chocobo is a Final Fantasy Tactics Lancer. And when you use the jump skill, you bounce back to your starting square.
Yeah.
How did he get in front of them?
He cheated.
This is nonsense.
He can talk to the Chocobo. the kid can talk to the chocobo.
Yeah, the chocobo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sid just hit his limit break. You dented his ride.
Not where I thought he was going with that at first.
Okay. I like the dub line for that one better. It's hilarious. Fungoid scumbucket.
Go, go, gadget.
What?
The hammers make him fly?
No, no. He's just that Gar right now.
Where did they come from?
He's Inspector Gadget.
Hammer space.
Hammer.
Laser face!
Laser goggles. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, they're magnetic.
Yeah.
Magnetic. Sorry for the way I said that. I was going to say magnets. What's with the two little drills on his back, though?
Because drills are a man's romance.
We'll pierce the heavens.
Yeah. Sid is a cloud cuckoo lander of doom.
Up this impossibly winding steep.
Yeah, it's the staircase from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yep.
Remember that intro? I'm running up the steps.
Yeah.
It's like just the...
Yeah, they borrowed that from here, too. Final Fantasy U is basically like the Square Enix property, you know, blender. You put it in, everything gets mixed up, and it's ready to use everywhere else.
What's he doing with that backpack?
I don't know. Sounds like he's having fun with it. Jeez.
Oh, he is.
Not this guy again, is it? Ugh.
Wow.
He got squished.
Yep.
Ah, that's all it takes.
Life is just a pain, and now I'm going to put you in it.
What?
The train.
Oh.
It is. It is in fact Doom Train.
Yes.
Vincent stole Yuffie's Fuma Shuriken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And used it to make a new gun.
Whoa. What's with the random CGI in this? Because the rest of the animation seems really sucky. Because
it was early 2000s. You had to put CG and everything.
Oh. And they spent pretty much all of their budget on the CG.
Oh, boy.
Because it was early 2000.
It shows.
The bizarrest thing is, like, this came out... I mean, basically, they had to get their money off of the render farms they used to make the Spirits Within. But they had... did this on the quick.
Hmm.
My useless glove that only covers my thumb and forefinger.
Hmm.
Those actually exist. They are very old, and they are basically sharpshooter gloves. And they're there to keep your thumb and forefinger, the things that are going to be getting powder burns, safe. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
The thing is, he uses a modern gun, which doesn't have that problem. So maybe he just needs it because soil is, you know, like, stains the fingers or something. I don't know.
Who?
Ixion.
Oh, Ixion. Is it Pixie or Ixion?
Ixion.
Oh, nice.
The lightning unicorn.
Lightning horse.
Yeah.
Like Yuna's.
Oh, yeah, this one was a Pegasus as well.
Yes, looks less like Yuna, is more like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Now is he dead?
Permanently or presently?
Well, who's going to send out the homing robot? Sorry, I'll stop with the Speed Racer reference. Wow, that's a big explosion.
Holy cow. Whoa.
That answers that question.
Yep.
There's the Doom Train. She kind of looks a little Misato-ish.
A little.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the blue hair.
Yeah.
Gotta have blue hair. When you see this ending outro.
ADD Chocobos.
Oh, gosh.
Need more crack, need more crack, need more crack. Gotta go run, get crack, 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 and chocobo crack. Crack-a-bone,
crack-a-bone! Chocobo's on crack, doesn't eat bit one, though.
Yeah.
We were discussing earlier what the hell we think this bar is for.
Yeah. It really seems like it should be there for the subtitles for the song.
Right.
But they were never there. Yeah, well, like, even in the Japanese, that bar was just not used.
Okay.
At least never, as I saw, I mean...
Hey, it just exploded!
Yep. Oh shit, Red Chocobo, run! If you've ever played Tactics, hear the Red Chocobo. Matryoshka's Chocobo!
Oh, Chocobos!
Oh my gosh!
All right, guys, we need to do an outro. What are we going to do? Chocobos! This is Cosmos.
Okay.
My prophecy is that there will be a prophecy. For a nominal fee.
Yoki. One down. Now Tinny can join us for two.
Yep.